What's the matter?
I'm just a damn fool to do it. I'm just a damn fool.
To do what?
Set you up on a blind date with my friend Ellen. All right, you may go out with her, but only on the condition you don't ply her with any manner of liquor or pediatric sedative.
Well, what blind date? Laverne, I do not need to be fixed up, thank you.
Oh, really? I haven't noticed it's exactly Beatlemania out there for you.
Laverne, there is no date. What makes you think we have anything in common anyway?
Well, let's see. She's unbelievably attractive. No help there. Okay. She just moved here from Boston. She devotes her life to charity. She's bright, witty, urbane. No, you're right. Came up empty. Okay, hey. Forget I ever mentioned it.
She's fine.
Oh, come on, doctor. I know you're going to like her. It can't hurt nothing.
Laverne, I don't know.
Good. You'll have dinner at my house before the concert. It'll be real casual. Be there at 7 sharp. And I better not smell any musk on you, doctor, because I know what that's all about.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Computer program through its paces. Hello, Isabel. This is Charlie Dietz. You remember me. We met at the Airport Hotel Cocktail Lounge. Hey, how could I forget your gorgeous red hair, blue eyes, and uneven hooters? Hello? Hello?
Hey, Charlie. What are you doing?
A friend in personnel needs a cocktail waitress for our next cruise. I just computerized my little black book, so the honey hunt was never easier.
Congratulations, Charlie. You're the first high-tech Neanderthal.
I can't believe how thorough this program is.
It's the hottest date book program on the market. Wilt Chamberlain, slam dunk babe organizer and tax planner.
Emily, where have you been?
Well, I just ran down to 7-Eleven to pick up a few things we needed.
The 7-Eleven? What things? Toilet paper for $3.29? No, Emily, no. I had a coupon. It's $1 off, which gets doubled at the Biscayne Grocery. Doubled, Emily, which means it's almost free. Do you know what it's like getting toilet paper for free? It's better than sex.
Thank you.
You know, Carol, ever since Dad left you in charge of household finances, you have been insane. Coupons, generics, using the same tea bag all day.
Daddy placed his trust in me to run this household efficiently.
Why is there change in the bottom of this bag?
You're in trouble.
I threw it in there. I always do.
And you call me insane? Why don't you just hand it to the garbage man? And look, one of these quarters is a bicentennial. You know I collect bicentennial quarters, Emily. How could you?
Okay, you've done it. You've officially driven me out of my mind. Are you happy now?
No, I haven't seen Carol happy since... I have never seen Carol happy.
You do remember me. Fabulous. You wanted to marry me? Could you hold for a second? Uh-oh, help me out, Wilt. Oh, yeah, my favorite. Sorry, but you're just too much woman for me. That's right. Bye now. Ooh, that really shuts him down. But that was my last shot to get somebody for this job.
Job?
Yeah, he's looking for a cocktail waitress for the next cruise.
Charlie, you've just found one. Look, I've waitressed before, and I will do anything to get away from Carol. Take me, please, take me, take me, take me.
Interesting, those words sound so different coming out of a sober woman.
Hi, folks. Enjoy the cruise.
Excuse me, this is gonna sound corny, but honest to God, you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen on this ship. In fact, your beauty's inspired me to write a poem. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Let me pat your nice behind. Hi.
Hey, Charlie. Okay, so that's two Mai Tais and a gloom lifter.
Hi, Emily. Just took a little time off from my job to see you.
Charlie, what exactly is your job?
Mainly, I have keys.
Keys?
Yeah, I've got access to every part of this ship, including the most important technical parts. Like the room with the big wagon wheel that makes the boat go left or right.
Isn't that the bridge?
No, Emily is such a landlady. No, the bridge is the thing we go under when we toot the steamy thing.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Alan.
He's the comic. You're going to love this guy. Alan, I want you to meet my neighbor, Emily Weston.
Hi, Emily. Hey. Won't you be my neighbor again?
I'm kind of busy.
That's what Charo said until she saw my show. I still have castanet marks all over my body.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the Wacky Shack in Branson, Missouri, the comedy stylings of Alan Hardy.
Hey!
This guy is incredibly funny.
Good evening. It's great to be here. What a special treat we have for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because right here at table two, we have whale watching for you, okay?
Whale watching. It just gets funnier every time.
Oh, yeah, he's a real charmer.
Hey, lady, smack him on the back. Maybe he'll cough up Jonah, okay?
Jonah. Who's Jonah?
Now, tonight at 8 p.m., the SS Ocean Queen is pleased to offer mule rides down Sally's cleavage. Oh! Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, peace and love are the only things that can bring us all together. Thank you so much. Okay. Good night. Drive carefully. Hey.
Okay, so that's one Mai Tai and a strawberry daiquiri.
Like to order one Emily Weston, please. You can just deliver that to my room later this evening, okay?
Sorry, Alan. Bar's closed, okay?
Here's a riddle. What coughs and makes love like a tiger?
I give up.
Room 424. Midnight the one will do just fine.
Oh, shoot. I thought I could catch the end of Alan's show.
Consider yourself lucky.
Don't you think he's funny?
I think he's an ugly, offensive bore. Charlie, he's been coming on to me nonstop the last 2 days.
That's Alan for you. Hey, did he do what coughs and makes love like a tiger?
Yes.
That's mine.
Now, if any time you see me point to my teeth, that means there's something stuck in your...
Laverne, will you stop it, please? I know how to behave with a lady.
I'm sorry. I'm just nervous because it's Ellen. You're just going to love her. She's wise and warm. She's just plain wonderful. I guess that's how they make them there in Boston. Ah, oh, there she is. Suck it in, suck it in. Ellen, oh, thank you for coming. Look here, here's the doctor.
Hello, Ellen. I've heard a lot about you, Harry Weston.
Howdy. It's a right pleasure.
Howdy.
Ooh-wee, that traffic was something awful. I felt like a worm in a bait bin.
Oui? Ellen, I thought LeVerne said you were from Boston.
Yes, sirree. Boston, Mississippi. Home of the foremost body bag company in America.
Body bag?
Yeah. I'd say you're about a size 7. Zip. I just love that Boston humor. Get it? Zip.
The best body bag joke I ever heard.
Come on, y'all, now. Y'all sit down here on the couch. Now, Boston's got a lot of history to it. Tell the doctor about it, Ellen. Every year, we celebrate the Boston Tea Party.
I thought that was Boston, Massachusetts.
No, our tea stands for Tabasco. Celebrates the fact that we are not part Louisiana. We all put on our crawdad mask and we pour Tabasco in a swamp.
Well, that's a very interesting story.
It's not over yet. Then we throw in a pig, symbolizing a Louisiana politician. Now, if that pig sticks his head up, it means we're not going to have 2 weeks of dead pig odor.
Must be hell getting a hotel room that week.
That was a joke, Doctor. Not real quick, is he? Like a turtle on the highway. See you tomorrow.
Hey, neighbor.
Hello, Alan.
I've been working on a new joke. I thought you might be able to tell me what you think of it.
I hate it.
It's about a very hot, sensual young lady. The joke is she doesn't get it. But if she'd just give in for the briefest moment, she'd finally get a taste of paradise.
Smooth.
Well, that's a very funny joke. I'll see you, Alan.
Hey, don't go. You don't know what you're missing. I'm as exciting as a ride at Disneyland. And believe me, it's not a small world, okay?
I think you're living in fantasy land.
Yeah, well, why don't you stick around and find out?
Alan.
Hey, Charlie. She's feisty, huh?
Let her go, Alan.
It's okay, Charlie.
Yeah. We'll see you later, Charlie. Emily and I need to finish our discussion.
No, you're done now.
What's with you all of a sudden? Get lost.
No, I'm not going to leave my friend here with a creep.
Watch it, Dietz.
Sorry. Drunk creep.
You just made a big mistake, pal.
Alan, there you are. Hey, listen, the captain wants to talk to you about doing a roast for the first mate.
Okay. You're going to get yours, Dietz. I'll meet you here tomorrow after the show.
Oh, please.
I'm going to kick your butt from here to Panama.
Panama? No way I'm going to Europe.
Who is it?
Me, Charlie.
Be right there.
I really appreciate your sticking up for me with Alan, but you're not really thinking of fighting that idiot tomorrow night, are you?
Emily, I guess there's guys out there that would back out, but I'm one of those Jean-Claude Van Damme Joe Piscopo types who does his talking with these.
Oh, so you fought before?
Hey, it's a way of life. It's what I do. My fists are registered with the Maritime Fist Registry.
Well, that's great, but I just wanted to let you know that I think it's more courageous for a man not to fight.
Emily, that's ridiculous. But I want to hear a lot more about it.
Well, think about it, Charlie. You're not going to prove anything by fighting Alan. And besides, he could really hurt you.
Well, okay. As much as it pains me to for your sake, I won't fight Alan. Instead, I'm going to do the adult, mature thing.
You're
going to
talk it out with him?
No, I'm going to lay low in my secret hidey hole.
You have a hidey hole?
Many. But this place is so secret, I know I'll be safe. It's a little cold, a little cramped, but safe.
Hey, Joe!
Charlie! Just thought I'd let you know if you're thinking about hiding in the ice sculpture mold, I already nailed it shut. Okay!
I still don't know what Emily was talking about, saying I get on her nerves. After all, she was the one buying necessaries at the 7 and 11.
7-Eleven.
What?
It's 7-Eleven. You always say 7 and 11. There's no and. It's just 7-Eleven.
You hate me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Clearly, I get on your nerves, too. I bet you've been sitting on this 7-Eleven thing for weeks now, waiting to blow up at me about it. Why don't you just dump me right now?
Oh, Carol, come on. Look, I love you.
All right.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, morning, Harry. How'd the date go last night?
Not great.
How come?
Oh, gosh, she was so pushy and bossy and stubborn.
You went out with Laverne?
It felt like it. The problem is, why do I tell Laverne that I don't like her type? This is very tricky.
Well, why don't you try Charlie's line? Just say, I'm sorry, but you're too much woman for me. He says they never argue with it.
No, I don't think so, Patrick.
Daddy, you just need to be honest with Laverne. Tell her the truth.
I know you're right, dear. It's just that it's going to be real tough.
Don't worry, Daddy. Laverne is an adult. She is a mature, reasonable, understanding... Just call in sick, Daddy.
Morning, Laverne.
Doctor, I don't want you to get too excited, but the truth is, Ellen liked you a whole lot.
Yeah, how nice.
So the question is, when do we schedule the next date?
About that.
And the answer is Saturday at the zoo.
Laverne, I don't think it's going to work out with Ellen and me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is that I'm not sure that she's perfectly suited to me.
Ellen is the most wonderful woman in the world. What is a not suited?
Oh, just tiny things. I mean, she seems somewhat, you know, strong.
Well, I'm strong. There's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but I mean, there's more to it than that. I mean, she was also a little, I don't know, kind of controlling.
You need it. Lord knows you appreciate that in me.
And somewhat opinionated.
A fine quality, I share it with her. Doctor, if I didn't know better, I'd say you think Ellen is too much like me.
Well, actually, Laverne, the truth is...
I see.
Laverne.
Hey. It was worth a try.
Come on, Laverne, please, now.
Nothing lost. Nothing gained.
Okay. All right, I wasn't being completely honest with you back there.
No.
The truth is that Ellen is... Ellen is... too much woman for me.
What?
Too much woman for me to handle.
Well, that is the first thing for you to say that made some sense.
Well, fine, so that's it. But, you know, I mean, thanks anyway.
Now, how specifically is Ellen, who you find so much like me, too much woman for you?
Well, you know, she has a tremendous sexual magnetism, whereas I...
Say, law, doctor. You are absolutely right. Why, you'd be like a little itty-bitty piece of hamburger in a shark pond. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, so that's it. Let's move on.
Right, doctor, I apologize for thinking you could ever wrap your chops around a woman like Ellen. I mean, what you need is someone more your speed. Martha. That mousy little wallflower down in the gift shop.
Laverne, didn't she die a few months ago?
All right. Well, we're in the right neighborhood.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
I decided to fight.
Are you crazy? Why are you doing this?
Well, I'll tell you. I was up all night thinking about how Alan came on to you. Remember when he said, I'm as exciting as a ride at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Mine. It made me realize I'm no different than Alan. Sure, I'm a little more debonair, a little more sophisticated, and probably more of a booby man. But deep down, I really don't treat women much better than he does.
Oh, Charlie, that's not true. Come on, he was about to manhandle me. You'd never do that.
Yeah, but maybe the words are just as bad.
Wow. What, did the Dalai Lama sit next to you at the waffle breakfast this morning?
You know, standing up to Alan was the first time I'd ever done anything brave, and felt pretty good. So, here I am.
Well, Charlie, I'm impressed with you. But I'm not going to let you fight.
I have to. Now go along. It's all right, really. I'm in a very David Carradine, Pat Morita kind of place.
Damn it, why are you being so stubborn?
Hey, I'm not changing my mind. Now get out of here.
Good luck.
Goodbye. What, am I crazy?
Stay calm, folks. Move slowly. Go find the wooden ships with the rowing sticks.
Hi. Hey, beautiful. Where are you from?
Boston, Mississippi.
Is there another one? I'd like to take a tour of the ship with a guy wearing these stripy things.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. You're just too much man for me.
Thank you.